you must speak slowly.
Yeah, we
have
enough time.
And at the same time, resolve the issue quickly.
Yes, yes. Okay, so agenda paper 17. The interpretation committee received a request to clarify the measurement of longevity swaps held under an entity's defined benefit plan. The submitter raised a question about whether an entity should measure such a longevity swap at fair value as part of plan assets in accordance with paragraphs 8 and 113 of IS 19 and IFRS 13, or another basis of measurement for a qualifying insurance policy in accordance with paragraph 115 of IS 19. The authority result indicates that this issue is not widespread. In addition, when such transactions do take place, the predominant practice seems to be to apply paragraphs 8 and 113 of IS 19 and IFRS 13. Consequently, we do not recommend the interpretations committee add this issue to its agenda because this issue is not widespread and we do not expect that diversity will develop in practice. We would like to ask whether the interpretations committee agrees with the staff recommendation.
So essentially the staff recommendation is this is a plan asset.
The predominant approach is?
Yeah, it's a plan asset, therefore measured at fair value. Reinhardt?
I agree with the thrust of the agenda decision and the staff recommendation. Just a couple of points, though. Although in Canada we don't see longevity swaps, I do understand they're not uncommon in certain other jurisdictions like the UK, so I'm not sure I'd say they're rare. Maybe they're not widespread along the words that Kimmy was using before. And then I think, Wayne, the point you made was the point I was going to make as well, that it would be helpful to say that in predominant practice, these are reflected as plan assets as a single instrument at fair value.
As usual, that's more articulate than I was. But John?
I mean, I'm okay with the staff assessment. I am a bit concerned by the arbitrage between treating these as a plan asset when in effect they're a qualifying insurance policy with a deferred premium, where you would get completely different accounting. You would get qualified insurance policy accounting on one side, and then you'd be recognizing a financial liability on the other side for the deferred premium, because that's essentially all these are. These are really not in the nature of a derivative, even though they're done as a longevity swap, because the variable leg is effectively matching exactly the payments under the plan. So, well, I'm not uncomfortable with this as an analysis, but you get completely different accounting outcome, which seems to me to be an unhelpful outcome. So.
Tony?
Yeah, I also wonder about the reference to them being rare. I guess I also wondered about the references to paragraphs 8 and 113 of IS 19, because I can see how you would apply that guidance almost regardless of how you came at the accounting. So if you were to say, well, to John's point, if you were to bifurcate this into a qualifying insurance policy and a financial liability, you'd still be looking at the definition of plan assets, you'd still be accounting for them as plan assets. I think there's a further complication, which is if you account for it as a single instrument, then when you first recognize it, do you account for it at zero because there's been an exchange between two parties, or do you say actually it has a fair value of, it's a negative number on day one because you expect the fixed payments to exceed the variable payments because of fees and costs associated with buying the policy. And so I just think it's a little bit simplistic just to say apply paragraphs 8 and paragraph 113, because you would apply those in the two or three different ways that there might be to account for it. And I personally have no problem with the conclusion that says it's a single instrument. You account for it as a single instrument, and then you measure it at fair value as fair value is determined in IS 19, which means that when it goes in the money, it becomes a reimbursement right. I just think that I just wonder if this paragraph is a little bit oversimplified.
So you would suggest fair value as a single instrument as part of the plan assets, as a clarification. Okay.
I'd be interested in others. I just thought that I just felt it was a bit simplistic and didn't really answer the questions that were raised in the submitter's paper.
Laurence?
I support what you're saying, Tony, because I think it's idealistic to think that the swap, the variable legs, match exactly the cash flows for the benefits. I don't know how you can isolate the benefits to be paid that relates to mortality specifically, so I just don't know how it could qualify as an insurance policy. So this is why I support the view that it is a single instrument here that needs to be measured at fair value as part of plan assets.
All right, with that addition, and given that we have 6 minutes to go, on my arbitrary deadline, given that all addition to the language, how many support the... Well, okay, because I'm going to get to Sandy after I call the vote. How many support? Okay, Sandy, anything to add?
No, I think that I agree with Tony with respect to the language here, because I didn't think that referring me to paragraph 8 and 13 answered the question either. But to go and really, really answer the question, I think there's more work. But I mean, I don't disagree that it's a fair value. I think that it could get a long discussion of this could get kind of complicated, but I'll stick with fair value.
Okay. That's what we'll do then. Okay. That ends the discussion of technical topics. And Gang Glorioski, I did not think we would make it.